Okay, so as for this skateboard, I get a new skateboard and that's and I make more mistakes and fall down because of learning. Okay. Now, as I explained, many Asian and I've dealt with this with Asian parents on multiple levels, but bosses, bureaucrats, administrators, principals, businessmen, English school owners. I mean, English school in Asia is an ESL school, of course, but they call it an English school. In Asia, English class is comparable to Spanish class in America. Spanish is the dominant foreign language to learn. And in Asia, in Taiwan, for example, Chinese would be comparable to your English class in America. That's like the main one of the core school subjects. So in dealing with all this, parents don't, I mean, in business, internships, one mistake, and you have proven that you are permanently genetically incompetent. Like that's their thinking. They don't get the concept of failing forward. See, in Western thinking, failing forward, there was a book by Maxwell, although I don't, he probably made the term most popular as we know today, but I mean, the concept of failing forward is an older concept. Usually in the West, when the motivational speaker talks about, failure as the stepping stone to success, that's more of a reminder and an encouragement. But in Chinese culture, it's heresy. It's a philosophy worthy of the death sentence. Like the idea that failure would be able to help you, the idea that you should study to understand and to learn rather than study to memorize the answers for the test, those ideas are like arguing that the Pope is wrong in the Catholic Church during the days of Jan Hus, when Jan 1300s, Jan Hus called out to God without praying through his priest at his trial, and for that he was a heretic, and they burned him. Actually, from Hus meant goose, and hence the saying "Your goose is cooked." So, anyhow, that was Jan Hus or John Hus, J-O-N, Jan. I mean, okay. So, staying on topic. So you've got this idea, you've got this ingrained perspective in this Asian culture that failure is bad, and trying to prepare for a test, oh, the almighty test, in a way that's not directly memorizing the answers for the test. Like, they're stuck in their ways as far as this works. And it's so hard-headed. You can come in with proof, evidence, this country, that country. Here's a country that speaks all Chinese, but they don't do it this way. They study to learn a subject, and the test takes care of itself, and they have better test scores, make better products, make more money per person than per person than you in your country. Like, you could come in with the proof, and they will not listen. They will not change. It's like I have a friend who just broke up with his girlfriend about this. I mean, they were together 9 years, and the girl ultimately would not, she knew that she had problems and she would not seek help. I mean, it's like she would say, "No, I do not want to seek help. I don't want to. I can't." And the concept of repenting, changing, it's a very biblical teaching in the Bible. God would tell Israel in the Old Testament, "Rend your hearts." That's where you feel bad. You make yourself feel bad for what you did. You felt, "Man, all I did was bad. I shouldn't do that again. Oh, don't do that. That was wrong of me." You're supposed to tell yourself this. In their culture, if they did that, they might collapse to the floor and have an emotional breakdown. Literally, because they've never done introspective soul searching to find out what they need to change in their own hearts. They don't get that. It runs this deep. Today there was this old man on a scooter in front of me, and he's driving, wandering all over the road, and it's dangerous and it's inconvenient. It's a huge fat problem. And I look back at him and I, it's illegal to drive and smoke. And the fine is rather high. Someone takes a picture of you smoking while you're operating a scooter or a motorcycle. The police tie you to your license plate, and it's a hefty fine. And so I motion at him, like, you're smoking, that's not okay. And he nods at me, and just keeps smoking. Like, they acknowledge it, but they won't change. They will not. Well, Mike Pence is asking China to do something that is heresy, punishable by burning alive. Heresy. Mike Pence is asking China to change. I mean, it's in the newspapers. We're expecting changes, and they know what we want, and they're unwilling. See, it's not just this head to head between the Trump administration and in specifically Xi Jinping's China. But again, it's very Mao Zedong. It's very Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong is how you say his name in Chinese. If you say Mao Zedong, no one has any clue what you're talking about over here. So you've got Xi and you've got Mao very much operating the same way, and written into Chinese government canon, for that matter. This Trump versus Xi Mao is not just about whether China will write appropriate policies. What's on trial here? The versus. It's a trial. It's not one person on trial. It's a trial of this philosophy versus that philosophy. More of like a two-party fight. And you don't have a plaintiff and a defendant. You've got two people suing each other, and only one person wins. So this isn't like a one-sided accusation defendant type of trial, I suppose. This is a duel. In this competition, what's being tested here, what's going to win or lose, is not whether China will write policies that get along with other countries. That's not what this is about. This, what's on trial, is the ancient, sustained Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Oriental, Asian culture that causes ABC, American-born Chinese children, to commit suicide when their native Mandarin-speaking parents don't understand their young teenager American culture. What's on trial here is the Taiwanese student or the Chinese student in Beijing or wherever, in Taiwan and Taipei, Malaysian students, Hong Kong students, wherever they are. What's on trial here is when the Chinese, I mean culture, okay, the Chinese culture student in Asia, born, raised in a Chinese-speaking country, jumps out of a high floor in his school and kills himself because of the pressure from school, because his parents and teachers won't listen to him when he tries to explain what his learning problem is. This is the hard-nosed, I will not change. And if you fall down the day after you got a new skateboard, it's obviously the skateboard's problem. There's no recognition that, well, you're a rookie, it's going to take you time to learn. That doesn't happen. One fall, you're permanently genetically an idiot. I had this idea, therefore my thoughts are canon, and me changing is impossible, and you changing is impossible. You can't change and become better. You fell down, you can't change and become better. So me, you changing is impossible. Me changing is impossible. When Mike Pence asks China to change, they think he's intentionally insulting them by asking them to do something that is physically, genetically, mentally impossible. They really, I mean, really, when Mike Pence says, we're expecting change, they think that their response to that in China, the people, I mean, they asked us to change. You know, when they write that in their newspapers, when they report that, the perception's going to be, now, the Chinese people, a lot of times with politics, they just think, well, that's not my decision. So, they, you know, support the government. The government's running things. I don't run stuff. That's how they think in China. You know, largely in a lot of ways. I'm not going to try to speak for everybody. But okay, when the people hear this reported, Mike Pence asked us to change. Mike Pence said that China needs to change. The people who are supportive, anyway, of Xi Jinping wanting trade that tips in China's favor, just like before the opium wars, money's flowing into China and not flowing out. The people who support that are going to hear Mike Pence saying China wants change, and they're going to hear Mike Pence saying, you have to fly with your own wings before we accept you. We expect you to spread the wings on your back and fly. Well, we don't have wings. Ha ha, that's right. So I'm expecting the impossible. That's what they hear. Should I say it again? Okay, I'm going to say it again. When the people in China who favor Xi Jinping's policy hear Mike Pence say, we want China to change, they hear him saying, we will accept you when your pigs fly. We will accept you when hell freezes over. That's what they hear. When will we have peace? When hell freezes over. That's what they hear. Because he's asking them to change. And you do not do that in that culture. Because that, if you change, it means that you believe you're not God. And if you're not God, then your family can't pray to you after you die. Or, or however that works. Or you're not, then people will never listen to you. Because they'll only listen to someone who's perfect. Because such people exist, of course. Right. So that's the culture that we're up against. And that's how skateboarding relates to politics. And in the next episode, I'm going to talk about how this all relates to the upcoming war.